FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is April 18th, 2017. What a first quarter. What a second quarter shaping up to be. Where to start, Vix Weir?
That's the question. Where to start? You know, the world is going crazy. I've been waiting for this insanity for a while. And you know, we all talk about the destruction of the rigged monetary system, but we don't really think about, you know, what it would mean as far as everything else. You know, the potential for war, the insanity of the news media, the lying, cheating, stealing news media, and the government politicians. And it's like, you name it, you check it off the list, and it's all going sideways.
Yeah. Hey, well, that's what's happening. It's going sideways. We got three hotspots right now, and there's actually a lot more than that that you don't even hear about. But just the three we're hearing about: Syria, Afghanistan, North Korea. What's going to happen here?
Well, I think it's all going very well behind the scenes. The bad guys, as I call them, the military-industrial complex and the people who have controlled us for all these years are being thrown out. And I think I don't put much credence in the people who are thinking that Trump went to the dark side with all this. I don't think so at all. I think he's just playing his role, and there's a secret agenda going on behind the scenes. I think Russia, China, and the U.S. are all working together on this. And you put those three countries together, and that's what it takes to stand up to these bad guys. You know, the military-industrial complex and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and whatever you want to call them. It does seem to me that the tide has changed and they are being removed from power, which is a great thing.
Yeah. So let's look at that missile strike in Syria. It reminds me of Clinton's attack on Somalia when he blew up the aspirin factory. I mean, those cruise missiles look like they were some extra old models that they test fired to get rid of. And they hit kind of a meaningless target. They didn't fully destroy it, which was certainly within their capabilities. But nobody's saying that Trump is an agent of Vladimir Putin anymore, are they?
Well, that was the whole idea behind it. And, you know, the whole false flag of the Syrian attack and the original Syrian attack, and then Trump's false flag of his bombing an empty airfield. If you see pictures of the airfield, it's got grass growing out of it.
MiG-17s. I mean, they're probably older than you and almost as old as me, Bix. They look like something out of the Korean War.
Yeah, but if you look at the whole concept, the Obama administration tried to pull the same thing. Oh my God, we have to save the babies. And that's the whole pretext to go into war in Syria because they want to put a pipeline through Syria. I mean, the whole thing is so insane. But Trump absolutely turned the cards on him. And now Trump isn't seen as the ultimate bad guy anymore, even though CNN is trying to make him out that way. He's made a brilliant move by bombing an empty airfield to change the narrative away from, you know, colluding with Putin to now Trump's a warmonger, or, you know, not even a warmonger. Trump is no longer in bed with Putin. So now they can close that case, you know, the investigation, and then open up the real investigations into what was going on with the pedophilia and military industrial complex. All that stuff needs to come out. And if we're going to move forward, Trump has to be squeaky clean as we get there. And I think he is. He's getting there now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they had anything on him, Bix, don't you think they would have used it by this point?
Yes and no. Trump is not the main guy in charge of this counter revolution that's going on to throw out the bad guys. Trump is an important player, and he was the only guy. You know, they tried to get Ron Paul in for the last, you know, few elections, and Ron, in his early days, he probably could have got there, but as he got older, he wasn't as fast, and he wasn't. You really needed a bull in the china shop to get put in place to take out these criminals, and that's exactly what Trump is.
He's certainly a bull in a china shop.
I love it. It's great. As long as you know behind the scenes that this battle is pretty much already won by the good guys. Mm-hmm. And now it's all about taking out the few remaining, strongholds. The European Union is still controlled by the bad guys, and that'll be gone with the implosion of the banking system over there. And the derivatives are just off the charts in Europe. Blow away anything that the U.S. is saying we have problems with because of the lack of regulation they had. And now they're getting stricter regulations. So Deutsche Bank is once again falling. I think that stocks dropped like 30% in the last 2 months. So yeah, keep an eye on Deutsche Bank once again. They were kind of bailed out by the Chinese and at the end of the third quarter last year when their stock dropped below $10 because it would have triggered a lot of these cocoa bonds.
Meltdowns.
Yep. Well, yeah, the cocoa bonds are the big ones because cocoa bonds haven't been triggered yet. It's convertible collateral bonds that get, changed into common stock. Basically, your bond turns into common stock in line and dilutes the common stock base of the company. Crazy, crazy invention, cocoa bonds. But they did it to rig, financial engineering is what they called it in Europe.
Oh, yeah. Well, these engineers should go back to school because obviously they never stayed long enough to get a degree.
Well, it's not like they teach you this kind of stuff in school.
Some schools, skull and bones, right?
Yeah, how to rig the system to get around any rules that are put down by government, basically, is what they teach them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, that's there's a certain portion that are trained to be going into this stuff.
I think it's even a major in certain business schools, financial engineering. You think about it, you're like, what? Yeah. How to rig the markets with computers. How's that?
Beautiful thing. So I wanted to talk to you about Casper. My son recently was shopping for a mattress. He went into a store. He was bombarded by salesmen trying to upsell him, spent thousands of dollars on a mattress, completely unnecessary. But Brandon is a very savvy shopper. So he goes online, he finds Casper.com, CASPER.com, orders a mattress from them at an amazingly attractive, fair price. He's in love with the mattress, gets delivered to his door, opens up the package, lays it out. The mattress like comes to life. These guys know what mattresses are about. It's got incredible supportive memory foams. It's an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right amount of bounce. They've got over 20,000 reviews with an average ranking of 4.8 stars. So they are really becoming the internet's favorite mattress. You get free shipping and returns within the US and Canada. You try it for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they pick it up and they refund you everything. Designed, developed, and assembled in the United States. And you can save $50. You just go over to Casper.com/FSN, put in the promo code FSN, you save $50. It's really an amazing company. They've put together an amazing product. They've simplified buying a mattress. You don't have to go into a store any longer and get swarmed by these commissioned salesmen who want to sell you the most expensive mattress around without respect to what your needs are, both financially and as far as the sleep surface is concerned. So just go over to Casper, CASPER.com/FSN, order one today and save. So, well, what about social unrest here on the home front? What are you seeing there?
It's already happening. I live 5 miles from Berkeley, and there's any kind of protest, there's rioting in the streets. Pretty soon it'll come to guns. That's what's the really scary part. It will come to guns when the financial system breaks down and the anger gets pointed at where it should be pointed, towards the bankers.
So
we'll see. But George Soros hires these people.
I know, rent-a-mobs.
Rent-a-mob to go into. I don't know. Yet I don't know why, the good guys, as I call them, haven't taken Soros out and his funding mechanisms. I mean, they're not causing too much trouble. The Obama army is, I think, has been exposed and is going to be shown the door with the all the revelations of what was going on there. Susan Rice, great example. She's just the pinpoint of all the upper Obama administration doing illegal acts. So we'll see what happens when that moves forward. But they can't move all that stuff forward until the Trump-Putin investigation is put to bed, which I think it should be in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you know that they have nothing. And you know how you know? Because the meme, again, on the legacy mainstream media, they aren't really relevant. It's just the kind of when you fail to perceive your own irrelevancy, you become you become a caricature of yourself. You become absurd. And that's what the mainstream media has become. But now they're back to his tax returns. All right.
I know. It's just, it's so ridiculous.
Like, does anyone really care that much? I don't care if he made 100 million or he lost 100 million. Or he made a billion and lost a billion.
Or if he cheated. I mean, the reality is they're looking. They're so desperate for something to get on him. Now that they have to, you know, forget the Russian angle, which is a great move by Trump. I have been saying since, you know, Trump first dropped bombs in Syria on that empty airfield, I've been saying Trump is doing this as a tactic to change the narrative on Russia. And it worked 100%. Now they can drop that case and go after the real stuff.
So distraction. And it was masterful, wasn't it? It really was masterful when you get down to it.
Oh, my God. He's brilliant. Him and his people are just brilliant the way they're playing the media and the left and the right. And this time he suckered in all the alt media. I mean, everybody's saying, even Alex Jones, what is Trump doing? Oh, my God. I mean, but you had to sucker everybody in. Everybody had to be, you know, in belief that Trump has been compromised for this plan to work. And it worked like a charm.
Yeah. I mean, and like we said, nobody is saying he's Putin's bitch anymore.
It's exactly now they're saying, oh, my God, Trump's going to go to nuclear war and Russia's going to get involved and China's going to get involved. North Korea. No, it's not going to happen. Russia, China and the United States, the good guys within all those countries are working together. And you get those three countries working together to take out the bad guys. That's the only way to take these guys out. And they're doing it piece by piece.
Yeah, piece by piece. And so they've allowed the price of gold to go up a little bit.
I wouldn't even look at the price of gold and silver. Remember, those are prices set on the COMEX and the LBMA. Those are the only two markets, and neither of them are physical markets. Both of them are derivatives.
Yes.
And you can tell by the volumes. The volumes on the COMEX are over 100 billion ounces of silver last year. Were traded, which is insane. There hasn't even been 100 billion ounces ever mined in the history of humanity. And then in London, which is supposed to be the LBMA is supposed to be a physical market. Last year, they had gross transfers of over 130 billion ounces, which is even more insane.
Yeah,
so neither of them are real physical markets. So you got to ask yourself, well, where is the price of silver determined? If we're not going to use the COMEX and the LBMA, both electronic markets, where are we going to find the price of silver when the system falls apart?
That is a great question. And obviously, it's going to be set someplace, isn't it?
Well, I would think at the beginning when the chaos is hitting it, it'd be an education of people on why silver and gold are important when they lose their checking account, savings account, 401k and all that in the derivative meltdown. Mm-hmm. So I don't see silver and gold prices like automatically being the highlight. I think the markets will shut down with the crash of the banks, and then they got to start up something new. There'll be a lot of suggestions put forward as to what the new monetary system will be. Ultimately, they'll all fail if somebody has to decide. So in the United States, you know, we have gold and silver as, I mean, the legal definition of a dollar is a certain amount of silver.
Right.
And gold and silver are supposed to be the money of the United States. If we return to a constitutional United States, you know, we got all this stuff. It's on the books already. We just have to follow the Constitution and then we'll be fine. You know, we'll go back to gold and silver as money and we'll kind of start fresh.
Yeah. Well, the sooner we get to all that, the better, because the system now, it's just as crazy as the people involved in the system, you know?
You're absolutely. And they're going to have their solutions to the problems that they caused. The question, like the special drawing rights and all the bull crap that is being put forward by the monetary masters at the moment, it will all fail ultimately. They might, you know, get it running up and running for a couple more months, and then people will see the problem with starting the exact same unbacked system that we had before. Even if they pseudo back the special drawing rights with gold, it is a they're trying to cobble together something that has failed and has always failed. No unbacked system has survived the more than 8 years, 8 to 10 years, except for this one. We went off the gold standard in 71, and that's when Alan Greenspan and his friends at the Fed started the computer programs to rig the markets. That's the only way this unbacked system has lasted so long, is they've been rigging the markets, rigging the price of all things, especially gold and silver, since the 70s. It's an amazing feat to have an unbacked system go for so long.
It really is incredibly.
You gotta give them credit, my friend. Faith and confidence.
Got it. Yeah. Well, they've managed to, you know, the con in confidence.
It's a lie. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Once a lie is exposed, how can you put that genie back in the bottle?
Damn hard. Damn hard to do that. I don't see any way you can. But hey, you know that you know what they're about here. You know what they're about.
Yep. And now it's just, you know, it's just surviving the transition out of the old system and into a new one. And it's going to start breaking down worse and worse as we get closer to the summer. Get your gold and silver in your hands outside of the system, and then you'll be fine. As long as you have like some dried food and a gun, because it's going to take a week or two or three or a month to get this thing up and running again.
Correct. It certainly shall. And what can you do about it? You just have to
just be protect prepared. Yourself, you know, be ready for chaos and be emotionally ready. I think that's the kicker. My power went out the other day, and every time my power goes out, I think, am I ready for this transition? If the power goes out and there's no internet, there's no communications, there's no television, how are we going to survive, like a week or two without good information? That's going to be the scariest part.
Very scary. But hey, we've been through other crazy cataclysms in the U.S., in the world. We'll somehow figure out a way to get through this one.
And, yes, we'll get through. The question is, you know, how do you prepare yourself? How emotionally ready are you for this chaos?
Yeah, well,
that, and if you think it's crazy now, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse.
That really is the question, isn't it? How do you prepare for it? And nobody's got really great answers for this, do they?
I think there's some great answers. You want a couple weeks supply of food. You want to have your financial assets under your own control. Gold and silver obviously are probably the best. I'm a big fan of Bitcoin because I think it'll be you. I think the plan is in China, especially, to use Bitcoin as part of the new monetary system. I think in the United States also, but in China, it's going to be obvious. And that's what, 1.4 billion people using Bitcoin. Imagine the price of Bitcoin then.
Imagine. Can you imagine this?
I can. I see Bitcoin going over $1 million a coin. Yeah. And what's it right now? It's at like $1,200.
Wow. Pretty remarkable. And it's gone up so much already, right?
Well, yes and no. In relation to every other monetary asset, it's gone up nothing. It's a no-brainer type of asset. You know, the market cap of Bitcoin's, I think, $18 or $19 billion. Mm-hmm. Which is nothing. I mean, these banksters sneeze that in a day.
That's a rounding error for all of their screw ups, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, some are screw ups, some are just hidden. You know, Catherine Austin Fitz has said there's basically two financial systems going. The one we see and we think is real, and then there's the real one behind the scenes.
Yeah, the deep state. I mean, she was one of the early, I don't want to say proponents, but
She was a early whistleblower.
Yeah, right.
At HUD, and the amount of money that gets sucked out of our system to fund the deep state is just outrageous. So
yeah,
a lot of changes coming up.
Yeah, I mean that $500 billion that they can't find in HUD. Now HUD is pretty benign agency in many regards.
Well, right? You would think.
You would think, right? I mean, they're just supposed to build a housing for poor people and finance the housing markets, but it's becoming a big backer of these derivatives, right?
Huge derivative portfolio. And And that was always the plan. If, you know, Alan Greenspan's doctorate thesis has never been exposed, but Barron saw it one time. And what they talked about was in his doctorate thesis, he was talking about the blowing of the housing bubble and then the popping of the housing bubble. And that was in the 1970s. This is all part of the big master plan to build as much housing, create, you know, strengthen your military, spend on everything while fiat money is free. And then when it blows apart, you get to go back to a gold standard with all these physical assets still standing. So yeah. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, boy, will it. Boy, it's going to be a big surprise to a lot of people, though. As long as you've been telling them, they still don't believe it.
Correct. And but that's all right. You know, they'll learn very quickly when they go to their ATM, they can't get any money out. Mm-hmm. And then they'll learn that, oh, my God, all the banks are interconnected and interwoven. So it's even the credit unions are not going to be able to stand up straight and be open. There's nothing that will survive this. And that's why Warren Buffett called it derivatives, weapons of mass financial destruction. That's why they took all regulation off derivatives in the late 90s, because they want to destroy the system because the system is unsustainable. We've been hearing that for decades. But unsustainable means at some point it's got to fall. Yeah. And now they want it to fall because the United States is losing control of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well, there's definitely plenty of craziness afoot here. And the question is, when is the time going to be? When is the time?
It is the time. I mean, we're already in the middle of it. I think it started in earnest in September of 2008. Nothing has been fixed since then. It's just, you know, the can was kicked down the road a little further. We might not even know when that time hits. You know, when is the big day? It might happen. One bank falls here, the next bank falls the next day, and it might be going out months. So far, it's been years since 2008 that this collapse has been ongoing.
Yeah.
But I think the United States, with the election of Trump, with the good guys, as I call them, in charge, I think we are very, very, very close to that point where they say, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah. And enough is enough, right? Haven't we enough of this crap already? I mean,
we're ready.
Aren't you tired of it?
Yeah. Move on. Yeah. Move on to an honest system. That's all we're asking.
Mm-hmm. An honest system is, I guess that's too much to ask for, because people don't like to give up control voluntarily or easily and just say,
it takes so much manipulation to support it now that they want to give up control because they can't, they're pulling their hair out trying to keep everything propped up.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem. Keeping it propped up, keeping a failing system from going into massive fail when there is no other alternative, is there?
There are alternatives, but it takes the crashing of the old system it's called a creative destruction event. Greenspan wrote about it in his book, The Age of Turbulence. Yeah. Really interesting book. And if you read it, his number one theme of the book that he even writes, the number one problem for central bankers is the allocation of assets, who should get what. And that's the whole concept of having a few people decide who should get what for humanity is the problem with central banking in general.
Yeah. And that really is it. You got it. So, hey, Bix, any books, anything interesting coming up on your schedule?
Definitely sign into the Road to Ruta YouTube channel. I'm trying to put 17 years of research into YouTubes now. So I put a couple of YouTubes out there every day. But I am working on a book on the secret gold in the Grand Canyon and how it changed. And I think it was the reason they created the Federal Reserve was to deal with this massive gold find in the Grand Canyon. And I've found a lot of proof pointing in that direction. So it'll probably be a couple months before that book's ready. But cool. Come by Road to Ruta and sign up and you get a free book, Silver, Gold, Bitcoin, and God.
Yeah, well, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
It does in our world, I think.
Yeah, well... So go to roadtoruta.com and check out our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. If you got a question for Bix or for me or on any show that we've done, email me at kl@carrylutz.com, kl@carrylutz.com. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz. Bix, it's always interesting speaking with you, and let's see what happens next.
All right, you take care, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.